Here's the thing from the Inquirer. I've made Mike wait during the entire commercials to look at the picture.
Yes, I'm waiting.
How do we get it? Did somebody run out and grab it?
Joe ran out and got it.
Yeah, very quick, Joe. Good.
Hi, Joe.
Good job.
Congratulations, Joe. Always a class act.
It was speedy.
Regis's double agony. Death of younger brother. Fear for drug-addicted daughter.
Daughter.
Let me see. According to show insiders...
I guess the daughter has requested that he never speak of her also.
He has turned his attention to his 48-year-old daughter. Her name is Amy. Regis's daughter with his first wife,
That's
Catherine.
Your age. Regis could be your father.
Wouldn't that be something?
He could be my father, too.
Well, you know who
easily.
You know who your father was, though. I don't know who my father is. You're telling me there's a chance.
Oh, my God. Yes, when I say it to you, it's actually a possibility.
Regis Philbin could be my father.
You could be Don Philbin.
And you'd have to buy him a Cadillac.
You own a car. Here's my real name. I'd be Mike Philbin.
Mike Philbin.
Michael Philbin.
How are you? And we'd both be Irish.
The Inquirer reported last November that Amy, Regis's daughter with his first wife, Catherine, was hooked on crystal meth. Regis has hidden his feelings about Amy's conditions. He is now bubbling over anywhere. Anyway, take a look at the photo of Regis's strung-out, methed-up daughter.
Wow. Let me just say this.
Remember when I told you Kramer when he's got the beef with the alcohol? I'd rather the beef with the tobacco company.
Right.
Yes.
Really, of all narcotics out there, I have watched Cops for long enough to see these people. This crystal meth, it turns you into like a 100-year-old person.
Skeletor, yes.
Hi, Joe.
Rot your teeth.
Joy, she's coming over. Hide all the Sudafed. Hide my Sudafed. God, I hate it when I have a stubby nose. Oh, my God, this picture.
That's why I had to call you. That's why, understand this, yesterday morning.
She looks older than Regis does.
She does. We're sitting around the breakfast table. First off, I'm going ballistic because they've written in Parade magazine that Barbaro's not dead.
Of course.
48. That is terrifying.
Then I read about the 19 best dictators in the world. Uh-huh. Then I read the whole page of letters from ladies that are pissed off and bitchy about Valentine's Day.
Right.
I pick up the Inquirer, and at that point I said to Janet, my senses are being overloaded. I've got to call Mike with one of these things. Look at this picture of Regis's daughter.
I can see why you called now that I'm looking at the picture, because the picture is astonishing. The picture is truly, truly astonishing. I told you about that Cops I watched a couple of weeks ago when they busted this woman and she had crystal meth in her in her duffel bag that she was riding. She ran a red light on her bicycle. That's how they pulled her over. And they showed her driver's license picture that had been taken like a couple of years earlier. Mm-hmm. And you saw the difference in the
hot.
It's truly amazing.
Doesn't
this
take long.
This drug just destroys people. Yeah. It's amazing. It really is. Look at her. Regis, get her help. You know, with all this money, you know, put her somewhere where she can get the help she
needs.
It's
his double agony.
But you know what? It's the brother-sister thing. I mean, really, I mean, I think that you do what you can.
Right.
But when it's a sibling, it's even different than when it's a... I also believe the old adage, when you have kids, you do the best job you can. Uh-huh. At a certain point when they're adults, there's nothing you can do.
But let's get back to our original premise. He's a public person.
He is.
He's talked about his family on the air.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He throws this curveball at us out of nowhere that, hey, I got a brother, and he's like 20 years younger than me, and he just died, even though you never heard of him. And now, out of the blue, and I guess we missed it in November, he's got a daughter that's all methed up.
Oh, my God. This is amazing.
Wow. How could they possibly come from the same mother?
And the daughter is, I was just about to say something and contradict myself. I was going to say, if it's a sister, you know, your sister does what she does, your brother does what you can't really
control.
But a daughter, it's a different story, I would think. I would think that really with
his millions. Regis.
Yeah.
We don't talk about that lady and those children.
Well, until she gets her act together.
No,
man,
never.
If she could just score a 3-picture deal, I'll talk about her every day.
If she could only be like our daughters, Regis, whose names both start with the letter J, but they both are out of my mind right now. And they both went to Notre Dame like you, my Regis
man. Yes, I'm very, very proud. Remember, Ripper, next week is meth week. Let's spin the big meth wheel.
I'm astonished by this photograph.
Yeah. Let's scan that and put that on the website.
I defy. Hi, this is Regis. I've got a picture of my daughter, Amy. I'd like to show everybody. Does this to anyone look like a 48-year-old woman? I don't think so. She looks older than I do.
Put it on the website. Wow. And don't go far out of your crazy character voices, Mike.
No problem, Don.
Can a man scream at his wife without it ending up in the newspaper? Not if you're Lay King.
Hi.
Oh, and do we have the tape of him talking to Zsa Zsa's husband?
Oh, my God, we do. He's a mess.
Larry, or the Zsa Zsa husband?
Zsa Zsa's husband. Zsa Zsa's husband has been doing his dog and pony show on Nancy Grace, Bill O'Reilly, Good Morning America.
This is the husband of Zsa Zsa Gabor, the prince who claims he is the father of Anna Nicole's baby.
Right. Right. And he says that it's not Howard K. Stern and it's not the other guy, Larry, that's the dad. Mm-hmm. And if they don't back out of this horse race right now, he's going to jump in and announce who the father really is.
Right.
Wow. That's his story.
So wait a minute, he claims he is the father.
Right. No, he has both claimed it, and I heard him in one interview.
So this is a new twist to this story.
I heard him in one interview say, "I am the father," and in the same breath he said, "I am not the father, but I do know who the father is, and the father definitely is not either of these two guys. And if either of these two guys do not back down, I will have to tell everything that I know."
So there is another seed involved with this.
He said that there, if you checked, you'd find like 30 guys that had been banging Anna Nicole Smith.
Oh, my God.
And he speaks riddles, and he speaks with an outrageous accent.
Oh, you got to love that.
All right, yeah. So let's hear the Larry King tape. Oh, but first about Larry King arguing with his wife.
Sean King.
Yes,
here we
please.
Go. They're in front of Nate and Al's in Beverly Hills.
Of course they are.
Which is like the best Jewish deli.
Right.
In Los Angeles, mm-hmm. and because he's Larry, that's where he goes.
Right, right.
A fight broke out between them, and they started screaming at one another this weekend.
Oh, goody.
Sean got up and left the restaurant,
ooh.
Leaving Larry behind at the breakfast table. Larry got up and started chasing her down the street, screaming. Eventually, Larry's friends were able to grab him and force him to go back to the restaurant to calm down.
Mm-hmm.
It was a spectacle.
I'm going to kill you!
Oh. Somebody called Larry King to say, is this true? Larry King's spokesman says, Larry and Sean had an argument. Some words were exchanged. They hung and they made up.
Good.
So you got to get that picture in your mind of her leaving him at the restaurant and him running after her.
This is a better track record than he normally has, right? I mean, we have to go back and look at the number of years. How long has he been with Sean King now? I mean, it's
long. Got to be 10 years.
This might be the record holder.
Yeah, it's his seventh wife, Sean King.
Yeah.
So stay by for that.
Okay.
Stay tuned for that. Here now is Larry King with Prince Frederick.
Of course.
Prince Frederick.
And he's got one of these voices.
Very good.
Like this.
Joining us now from his home in Bel Air is Prince Frederick Van Anhalt. He is the husband of Hollywood star Zsa Zsa Gabor, another old friend of mine. And he claims that he may be the father of Anna Nicole's baby. How long were you and Anna Nicole involved, Prince Frederick?
Well, we knew each other for the last 10 years. We talk very often. We met when she was in Los Angeles. I met her once in San Francisco. And right on the beginning, I met...
This guy talks like this so much, Mike, huh?
What I enjoy is the pronunciation of Los Angeles.
in New York, when she still was married to Howard, and Howard was a very, very nice man. He was a very happy man. You could see it. She made him smile. She made him laugh. He was very happy. He wanted somebody very young around.
This guy...
He's talking about the millionaire, the billionaire?
Yes, he is. The old man that she was very married to. And while he is talking... He has that look about him as if he's kind of crazy, but he also may have a scepter in one hand and may have a cape in another hand.
Yes, sir. I will perform a magic show for you. Tim, would you like magic show?
He wanted a child.
Do we have the part where he talked about Zsa Zsa, about how she's in a wheelchair, but he still loves her?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Tim, because Nicole was a little bit childish and he loved us. All men love that if the wife is a little childish.
Did you have a romantic relation with her for those 10 years?
We didn't get closer while she was married to Howard.
Closer.
That's for sure. She would never have done that.
We didn't get closer.
At the conclusion of Howard's funeral, I sprang upon her.
To Howard. But after Howard died, the whole thing is she wanted to become a princess. You know, she wanted a title. She
princess.
Met me. And Howard talked about he's a European prince. Oh, prince. She laughed at me.
This guy's as nutty as a freaking fruitcake. Mm-hmm. So, I swear to Christ.
There's only two ways to get a title. Either you are married to a prince, you marry a prince, or you get adopted. That's when you get a title. So she said...
And we're listening to this guy like he's a credible source on this topic.
Right.
That was after Howard died. She would have never said that before.
Okay, here's the deal.
But I will do with you, Anna Nicole, is I will adopt you if you take your top off. Dankeschön.
That was the first.
But what did Zsa Zsa think that of was all the first this, Prince? Yeah.
What did Zsa Zsa think
well,
of all
well,
this?
Well, Zsa Zsa is, of course, you know Zsa Zsa. You know, she hates that, of course, you know, because there is another...
She hates that because my penis is just like it's a prince's penis, and I have to go other places with my penis.
Now, I've got the cape right here. Very excited. I met Anna Nicole the first time in Los Angeles.
Blonde, he was after another blonde. I love blonde woman. I adore blonde woman. You know, what can I do? This is nature. I can't kill myself for that. You know, I mean, this is, you know, somebody's pushing me. You know, I can't do anything about it. You know, I'm a man.
Flake.
You know, so anyhow.
By the way, how is Zsa Zsa?
She's okay, you know. I mean, she's in the wheelchair. She had an accident, you know, but she recovered very well, you know. Mentally, she is perfect, you know. And the only thing is I have to help her to get out of bed because she had the accident, you know.
Prince Frederick. You know.
She's 90. Prince Frederick.
Had to help her to get out of bed.
It's very honored to have an entire town in Maryland named after me.
So now this guy, Prince Frederick, he is being interviewed as if he is a legit news source on this case.
Well, when I first met Anna Nicole in Los Angeles.
Why do you think you may be the father of this little girl?
Well, listen, it's not only me who could be. There are also another 30 men who could be. Because
30?
Nicole wasn't sitting at home knitting socks, that's for sure, you know. She enjoyed life. She wanted to have fun. And she wanted to have fun with men. She loved it. So there could be another 30 out of it.
30?
The only reason why I came...
Stop this for one
second. That's right. The whore has been with 30 men.
Here's breaking news now about Prince Frederick.
Uh-huh.
Today, he announced he plans to file his own paternity challenge in court to get the baby. I'm going to make the DNA test. If the court rules in my favor, I'll go to the Bahamas and pick up the child.
Is that what he said?
That just came over Yahoo News.
It's very simple. I will take the swab, the cotton swab on the inside of the cheek. I will give the DNA. As soon as they match, I will get on the plane, fly to the Bahamas, pick up the child.
I'm out now with it is because, first of all, Nicole died, which was the biggest shock. We would have never, if Nicole would be alive today, we wouldn't talk today. If Nicole would be alive in 3 years, we wouldn't have talked about that in 3 years, you know. But she died. Now there are two guys who claim one is the father, the other one is the father. And I think both of them are full of shit. Because they're not a father at all.
Oh,
wow.
I think both of them are full of the ass. And what I plan to do, get the DNA match, get on the plane, fly to the Bahamas, pick up the child, and take the child back to Los Angeles.
We're talking to Prince Frederick. S is bad, right?
Yes, Larry. I'm sorry that I use it's a word, but I should point out to you that I know for a fact there are 30 other men that have gone there.
Okay, so if they're not the father and you may be the father, let's take a hypothetical. Supposing you submit your DNA, they take the baby's DNA, and you are the father.
Sexy.
Will you raise this child?
That is a different story. Ooh. If the
what was that little sound?
I had a chigger in my soul.
If it would be proven by court on the end that I was involved and the child is mine, I would definitely raise the child.
All right, well, there you go. And he's now come out today and said he wants to have his looked at as well.
I will raise the child. She will be brought up in the carriage with the horses. Is the child a girl or a boy?
It's a girl.
It's a girl. She will wear the slippers and all the trappings of royalty, she will be raised. And, of course, by that time, Zsa Zsa would have had a tragic accident with a wheelchair, meet going down the stairs to her ultimate demise. And then I will live where I've always wanted to live.
Where's that?
Los Angeles.
So the question would be, how come Howard K. Stern or the other guy just aren't stepping up and, like, spitting to give DNA samples? To find out who's...
I think Howard K. Stern is not... This is just my theory. I think Howard K. Stern is not because he really doesn't think he's the father. The way I get it from this is that Howard K. Stern was around her all the time, but was kind of... they didn't have that relationship.
Isn't the other guy screaming all the time, I'm ready to give a DNA test?
Guy's already... Larry Burkhead. Yeah, that's the guy that has definitely been with her. And the issue is not getting their DNA. The issue is getting Anna Nicole's DNA to match.
And then there's one other guy. He's the immigration minister of the Bahamas. The police have just found on his computer hard drive pictures taken just before Anna Nicole's death of him in bed with her. the immigration minister of the Bahamas.
At the Seminole Casino?
Yes. Now, they were both clothed, but they were snuggling. They had their faces close together. They were together in bed.
Well, that was in the Bahamas, though, right? Because the Seminole Casino's in Florida.
The Seminole Casino is in Florida, if it was right before she died. But so he was in Florida?
Yes.
Wow.
And we also have this from TMZ.com. We'll throw this on our website today, too. The pictures that the cops took of the refrigerator in her bedroom at the hotel. Mm-hmm. There are 6 cans of Slim Fast, 2 containers of yogurt, and a big-ass jar that says methadone on it.
Wow.
And a bunch of other little syringe-type bottles. Take a look at that, Mike. Our thanks to TMZ.com.
And a bottle of Worcestershire sauce.
We'll put that on DonnaMikeWebsite.com along with the topless photo of Jennifer Aniston. Remember, it's NFW, not NSFW, not safe. Don't look at it at work.
Right.
Because you'll get in trouble because there's boobs on our website today. But also Anna Nicole's bathroom.
Right.
I should point out that in the inside of the refrigerator, her preferred yogurt was La Yogurt. So that is not an endorsement, but make do with that.
For sure.
Sure.
Were you in love with Anna Nicole? No.
Fair enough.
No, not at all. She was a pig. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. How great is that?
You see that thing of method? Oh, my God. See how big that is?
She's a big girl, Mike.
It's the economy side.
She was a big, big girl.
Kirkland
methadone. Kirkland
methadone. Got a break. Coming right back. Super Bowl. Super Bowl. Some new Super Bowl. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.